He says, don't go there. Don't tell them. What in the world is that all about? Now, various commentators have said various things about this, okay? And they said, well, you know, it's this, that, or the other thing. Here's what I believe. I think the answer lies in the identity of the town itself. This town, which is called Bethsaida, this is the key to understanding what Jesus did. Now, what do we know about Bethsaida? Okay? Leomar, what do you know about Bethsaida? All right. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all of us. You know, like, Beth who? I think I know her in high school or something. What do we know about Bethsaida? One thing we know we can find out about Bethsaida is that there were many miracles performed there in the past. Lots of mighty miracles of God that were done in Bethsaida. Yeah, just hold that countenance until we get someone to take a picture of that. That's priceless. That's great. There were many miracles done in Bethsaida. In fact, Jesus, listen to what Jesus said about this town, Bethsaida, in Matthew 11:20. He said, verse 20, then he began to rebuke the cities in which most of his, what? Mighty works had been done because they did not repent. Verse 21, this is what he said. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, these other cities, they would have repented in long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. So we know that Bethsaida had many mighty miracles done, just not like little piddly miracles, like, well, I had a headache, I feel better now. I mean, like serious stuff was done in this city. And Bethsaida, never learned from that. They had it happen. They thought it was cool, but they never learned from that. It did not transform them. It didn't cause them to have a change of heart and a change of mind. They never repented, Jesus said. That's what repentance is in Scripture. That Greek word for repentance means a change of mind or a change of heart. The things I used to do that I used to make excuses for, I have a change of heart about that. I stop excusing it and I say, no, it's wrong. I'm not going to do it anymore. I repented that. I'm going to do the good stuff instead. They never were transformed. They never allowed God's mercy to humble them. Instead, they just got proud. Now, Bethsaida was a Jewish town. It was full of God's covenant people. It was a religious town. They had synagogues. They did all kinds of religious stuff there. They were the Jewish people. Tyre and Sidon, he said it'd be more tolerable for them. Tyre and Sidon were not. They were Gentile towns. They were pagan towns. They didn't worship the true God. They worshiped a lot of idols, and they had very immoral lives. They were full of violence and sexual immorality and all kinds of barbaric behavior and stuff like that. And Jesus said, if I did the mighty miracles of God in those cities, they would have got it. The light would have went on. Those guys would have repented. But because you didn't, let me tell you, you think you're all that. And you look down on them like they're something else. Let me tell you something. It'll be more tolerable for them in the day of judgment than it will be for you. Because I showed you the best. And you still were not changed. Still weren't changed. So Jesus said that the immoral, barbaric pagans will have a better day on the day of judgment than these religious guys. And he wouldn't allow them to see one more miracle. Isn't that something? They didn't learn from all the ones that he did. He did mighty works in there. But because they didn't learn from it, he said, blind man, you're not going to see this one. I'll heal him. I love this guy. I'm compassionate towards this guy. Absolutely. Yes, I will heal this man, but I'm taking him out of town. And after he healed him, he said, don't go back in there. Don't even tell them about it. They didn't learn from the mighty stuff. They're not going to learn from this either. So go home, tell your family, tell your friends, rejoice, worship God, party out and celebrate and be grateful. You were blind, now you can see. But they had their opportunity. And they missed it. And because of their hardness of their hearts, I'm not going to pound it. I'm not going to beat them over the head with this. They don't want me. I'm not going to force myself. Now, I might not have the same sins as the people in Bethesda. You know, I've had my own. Bethesda, thank you. Bethesda. Bethesda. Yeah. I might not have the same sins as the folks in Bethsaida. Thank you. But I tell you this, when I see the miracles up on our Scratch Your Head Ministries wall, I want to repent of any unbelief that I have. Whatever unbelief I do have, I want to repent of that. I want to say no more unbelief. I'm going to trust God from now on. And I'm going to move forward in faith and boldness and in confidence from now on. Because if there is somebody in Queenstown in need of a miracle, if there is somebody in Shore Christian Fellowship in need of a miracle, in need of a healing, in need of a blessing, in need of a touch from God, I don't want Jesus to have to take them out of town to get it. I don't want him to have to take them to Annapolis or Baltimore or Kansas City or Severna Park in order to get their miracle from God. If they're here and they need him, I want him to touch them here. Amen. I want them to know that our God reigns and that he is alive and powerful and able to do these mighty things in the midst. Because we trust him to do it. Because we give him the belief and the faith that he can and that he's willing to. There's someone here that needs prayer. Now, I might not spit in their eye. I don't have that kind of faith yet. I might just lay hands on them, you know? People think I'm strange enough as it is. But if they're here, Instead of being scared, instead of doubting and vacillating and having a divided mind, I want to boldly move forward. Maybe they're not here in Queenstown. Maybe they're in Hillsboro. Maybe they're in all you guys live in Queenstown. Maybe they're on John Brown Road. That's still Queenstown. Man, look at all these people from Queenstown. Maybe they're out in Denton somewhere. Maybe they're in Centerville. Maybe they're out on Kent Island. Maybe they're, thank you, John, that's right. Okay, you moved to Easton. Maybe the brother's in Easton. But we don't want, wherever they are when we see them, if we're in a coffee shop somewhere, or even Salisbury, or Montana, yeah. Yeah, you just love to mess with me, don't you? Wherever we happen to see them or meet them at the moment of their need, in that time, I don't want to have to stir up some kind of belief in me. I want to be bold. I want to be in the moment, walking in the power of God because of the supernatural power of my transformed mind. I've learned to see with new eyes. I've learned to see from a different perspective. I'm no longer walking in doubt and disbelief and a divided heart. I'm walking in boldness and anticipation. God, what are you going to do through me today? God, when I wake up in the morning, Lord, how do you want to use me today? Here is your vessel. Fill me up and use me. And then when I run into that situation, because I've learned from what I've seen on the wall, I've been transformed by what God has done in the past, I can have confidence and boldness in the moment to look to that same God with the same power to look for Him to do those things then and there. That is the supernatural power of a transformed mind. The natural mind, the natural man will look at those things and say, isn't it nice that God did that? And yes, it is. Yes, it's beautiful. Yes, we should be grateful. But the transformed mind says, God did it then. God can do it now. And I'm going to be bold and ask this brother, can I pray for you and just see what God will do? Let's just see what God will do. It might rock your world a little bit. It rocks mine a little bit. But what the heck? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Let's pray and see what God will do. Amen, brother. Oh. Don't beat yourself up, brother. Let me tell you, that happens. It happens out in Redding, California, because they train their youth to pray in stores, to go out into grocery stores. And if you see somebody with a brace or a cane or this, that, or the other thing, or in obviously need of healing, to just go up to them and say, hey, you know what? Hi, I'm John. You know, I'm a Christian. I noticed your brace. And you know, hey, God has done some amazing answers to prayer for me in my life. Would it be okay if I just prayed for you, you know? And just love on them a little bit. And like they said, whether or not they get healed, at least they'll know they're loved. At least they know that you care. And you took the time to say, wow, how are you doing? Is that giving you pain? What happened, by the way? How did that happen to you? And they'll tell you their story, and you're just like, wow. Well, is it okay? Can I just take a second? I just want to pray for you for a moment and just see what God does. And out in Redding, California, God does amazing things because they've transformed their mind to look, to see that the things He did in the past, He's willing to do in the present. Praise God. You guys have been so patient. Thank you so much, man. Let's lay a hold of this. Let's learn from the wall. Let's make that wall 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 pages long. Let's see that thing just fill up. Amen. Man, God has done some awesome things. He wants to do some more. Praise God. Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all that you've done, God. I want to thank you for changing my life, God. Taking me from a pathetic basket case of a waste and putting my feet on solid ground and giving me a home and a family and a life and a destiny in you. Thank you for washing my sins with the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for washing my sin with the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for giving me a new heart, Lord. Help us all to live for you from here on out, God. And let me just say, if anybody needs prayer for anything before we dismiss, feel free to come up. We would love to pray, meet any need that you have at the time. If anyone has never taken the opportunity in their life to simply pray and receive Christ as their Lord and Savior, it only takes a moment. And if your heart is true, I'd love to pray with you and take that time to do that together. If there's any needs that anybody has at all, I'll be here. For the rest of us, there's lots of food out there. Let's enjoy. Let's bless one another in the Lord and just love on each other and enjoy some food together. Father, thank you for all that you do. We give the rest of this day to you in Jesus' name. And his people said, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.